Hey, best friends! On this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're talking all things school cafeteria, from food fights to cafeteria brawls to squirrels on the loose to Eggs Benedict. Tune in for this week's episode. You don't want to miss it.
Up, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast. Did you just snort?
Bro, I swear at me the way you be saying stuff. I'm sorry.
The Boy Teachers Comedy Tour take over. It is your man, your friend, your boy, your homie, KC Mack. How y'all doing, man?
Join. I want to thank me. For representing me.
Me? I'm with my wonderful people here. You know, we normally start with the fella, but I want to start with the lovely.
My bad, I got distracted. I was on Instagram.
Lady over here. Sorry. To my right.
Hey,
tell the people who you are.
Honest Teacher Vibes.
What was the last? Wait, put a little piece on it.
I know you were on America's Got Talent. I was just trying to be as talented as you are.
Yes. And I am Mark Schumacher.
Yes, Mark. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. I'm excited to be with you guys.
Yeah, man, you've been rocking with us all month. How do you like it, man? Because it's your first time doing a podcast, right?
Not completely.
Oh, okay.
You would think.
We couldn't tell.
Right, I couldn't tell.
You think it was your first time, Mark? No, it's been fun. I like bantering with you guys, and it's fun. I miss this. It's good.
Yeah. It's fun. We'll have you back.
Yeah, you've been killing it past 3 weeks, man.
Fantastic comedian.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious on stage. God.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't seen Mark at the Board Teachers Comedy Tour, you have to. It's
some
must
fun shows.
Must.
You guys got to come out to some shows.
It's
They're
a must.
Awesome.
Must.
Awesome
I love
energy.
It.
Fantastic.
Yes. It's the level of talent on the shows, I don't think people understand.
No, I was shocked the first one, honestly. Yeah.
People amazing. Probably think it's corny, like, oh, nobody wants to hear about teachers and stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, we be in there having a grand old time.
You don't understand.
So, yeah. You missing
out. We
are out.
Beast on that stage.
Yeah, comedy for a long time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we don't know. I'm trying to tell you.
I'm Mufasa. Well, maybe Simba, because Mufasa got pushed off.
Yeah, you don't want to get
pushed
off.
I don't
want to
fall off the stage.
Brother, help me.
Casey, you fell off the stage one time, didn't you?
I definitely. And when I fell off, I said, brother, help me.
Did you get hurt?
And Devin was like, no.
No, I did not hurt myself. Thank you, God.
Because it was a high.
That's scary.
From like a high.
Oh.
Or was it like from here to the floor?
No. It was probably about like this tie up.
Casey.
So this is about 5 feet?
Yeah.
5, 6
Casey.
Feet somewhere around it? No, about 5 feet. And
how did you not hurt yourself?
I didn't hurt myself. I didn't hurt none of that expensive equipment that was behind me.
That's
As
more
Casey
important.
Was falling, he
right.
was like, ooh,
the equipment.
I landed on my feet in a cat-like manner. It
wow.
was beautiful. So
light on his feet.
Angelic. It was.
Is there a video of this? I would love to.
There is a video
I'm
of
just
this.
Saying.
Casey, is there a video of it?
Yeah, they put it out.
Sean!
It's on YouTube.
I need the video.
They got it.
I'm always scared because those stages, people don't always realize it's really dark.
It's
you
close.
Maybe you have a light
it,
in your eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just kind of feel the front of the stage with my foot, but
I'm gonna
ever
right
ever
now.
Since then, I don't do that joke anymore.
What
is
the joke?
Well,
I say, yeah, like I'm walking backwards because remember I'm a reverse from how I used to reverse the show. So I still, would start the show over, but I just don't walk backwards and do it.
Oh, that's
why you walking backwards on the.
Yeah, and because I was bragging too, because I say, teachers, we have eyes in the back of our head. We can walk backwards like it ain't no, brother.
And the crowd was like, no.
Did they think it was part of it or no?
Man, no,
like,
because
that man needs help.
I told them, I said, and it was so funny, man, the owner, man, he was, because it was like pipes and drapes. He was swimming through the crowd like, Casey.
Yeah. He's like, that's a lawsuit. Yeah.
When was the, dude, that's
this
a lawsuit.
We was in Vegas. We was in Vegas.
What happens
and,
in Vegas stays in
man,
Vegas.
Man, you would
including,
think.
Including Casey. He's
man, all
there.
I know is I got up there and told everybody, listen, I don't know what your preference is or your walk is religiously or spiritual faith, but if you do not believe in a higher power called the Lord and Jesus after that witnessing this miracle, I don't know what's wrong with
Casey.
Because y'all see I should be out of there.
So that means
the show
you
should
backwards.
Be over right now.
Like you
yeah,
didn't step
it was
off
like
of
a, Yeah,
Casey Mack. I'm happy I did not hear about that till after the fact. I would have been mortified.
I could have been hurt so bad.
I'd have been really sad.
But we're glad you were.
I'm glad
you're okay,
because
Casey.
You weren't hurt.
That's what happens at the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. It's not just jokes. Some people might hurt themselves in a good way.
Your stomach will hurt from laughing.
There it is. Sweat, I meant.
Nervous laughter.
But we're going to be in Evansville, Indiana tonight.
Nice.
That's right. We're going to be there tonight. We're going to be cutting up, acting up, and showing out.
Mm.
And we're going to be in Fort Worth, Texas next week, Shreveport, Louisiana, Brandon, Mississippi, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Grand Junction, Colorado. We're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, Evans, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, Springfield, Illinois, Dubuque, Iowa. I hope I'm not messing up these people's names.
Botching the names.
I got to put it on, Google and have them pronounce it.
I have to do
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And then we're going to be in your neck of the woods. We're going to be in California.
Yeah.
We're going to be
California. We're
love.
Adding a lot of shows. Ding, yep.
Ding, ding. San Diego, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Santa Rosa.
Nice. Board Teachers Comedy Tour. We're going all over the world, baby.
All over the world, Craig.
Taking his teacher. Top flight security of the world, Craig. We should have said that on the last episode.
Oh, with the security.
Ah, missed opportunity.
Man. Lord.
Missed opportunity.
Things
so that's
like
a
that.
Perfect segue.
That would have been
what
the perfect segue.
Today?
Into.
Nah, I have nothing on this one. I don't know
school cafeteria?
Yeah, let me see. I wasn't even ready.
Oh, you weren't ready for the segue? I'm sorry. Don't back up, though, because you fall. Yeah. There's no stage.
Circle back.
Too soon. Too soon.
Nah, I got you.
Boop your nose.
Uh-oh. If you boop my nose, that reminds me of today's episode. Because only we know what goes down in the school cafeteria, and that's what today's episode is about.
I didn't think you could pull something out of that.
If you don't do a bad segue every episode, if you ever do a good segue, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be mad.
Some of them's good. Some of them's
none
quite
of them
brilliant.
Are good.
They're
of,
quite brilliant.
None of them
I
are good.
Oh, Lord. Y'all sound like a bunch of haters right now.
I'm your sibling. I have to hate. It's what we
but
do.
The school cafeteria, place where
it's loud in there.
Our kids,
you guys spend a lot of time in school cafeterias.
It's loud in there.
We
have lunch duty.
Try to stay away.
Do
from
you have
there.
Lunch duty? Like you have to be in there with your kids
no.
when they're.
No, this is the beautiful thing about our school. Our APs and principals. That's
it's them. The one free moment you get.
This is our APs and principals do all lunch duties.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be in there.
Only thing we had to do now, well, this year, they tell me this year, is walk the kids to lunch and then walk them back.
I want to cry because tomorrow I have to walk my kids to lunch and stay in there with them.
Really?
We have to stay in there with them.
That's how you eat your lunch?
I don't eat in there with them. Ugh.
No, but I'm saying, so that's not your lunch, though.
I don't get a lunch break.
Wow.
What?
I don't get a lunch.
You just gave me hiccups when I heard. What?
Who gets a lunch? Do you get a lunch break?
Yeah.
Are y'all serious?
Our lunch is when we take them to the lunchroom.
We don't get a lunch break. We don't do that.
What?
I just eat whenever there's time. So I don't eat at school.
Mississippi, do better.
I eat in the bathroom.
Do better in the bathroom?
I don't get a bathroom break.
Crying.
What are you talking about?
No.
What?
Casey, you really straight. Y'all get paid to sub. We don't get paid to cover classes.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Mississippi.
I think it's because my break is at like 9:40 in the morning. So,
So you gotta eat your lunch for breakfast.
Yeah.
Breakfast
that
for
is,
lunch.
Teachers eat lunch at like 10:30, right?
Yeah, like sixth grade, they always because my sixth graders eat at 10. They eat lunch at 10:30.
Ready for dinner at like 3.
Yeah, I eat dinner at 3 o'clock. I eat me and Peyton as soon as we leave school. We eat dinner.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I might have
teacher
a cup
schedule.
Of tea.
Talk about intermittent fasting.
I might have a cup of. Now
it's
I didn't say
teacher.
I wasn't snacking on candy and stuff throughout the day.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm living on caffeine and candy throughout
caffeine
the day.
Caffeine and candy.
Shout out to all the teachers out there living off of caffeine and candy.
Hey, that's a lot of them.
Everybody.
What about you? Do you have any good memories of the school cafeteria?
You know, one of the things I'm always amazed that they're able to do, the innovation of the school cafeteria, like, you know, the chicken penne pasta the next day becomes the chicken casserole.
Because
they got a lot of leftover chicken. Come on, guys. Let's think this through. But
come on, guys.
I'm impressed with the innovation. We try
it.
To guess what they're going to do the next day with the leftover stuff. We got some old ladies, too. I remember when I first started, we had someone working in the lunchroom. She was literally like upper 80s. Couldn't see anything, and you're just wondering,
bless it,
what is she putting in the food? Like, because she could not see
her
anything.
Toes. I don't know.
Sweetest lady, don't get me wrong.
Sweetest pie. She could feel it. She was
those
like, I don't
cafeteria ladies. They're always sweet, right?
They are they so. Listen, you better be nice to the cafeteria ladies.
She's probably putting medicine in the food.
Chamomile. These kids need to calm down.
Yeah, let me help these kids. Let me help these babies out.
Natural chamomile. Yeah, all the kids sleeping.
Putting
class.
Milk of magnesium in there.
Oh my gosh. That would be terrible.
This episode is sponsored by Lumi. Let's face it, teaching is not for the faint of heart. We're on our feet all day and we're surrounded by all kinds of unpleasant smells all the time. Luckily, no matter how stressful or stinky it gets at school, we can all still smell incredible with Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole-body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only on pits, but also feet, privates, and everywhere else that needs it. No matter where you use it, Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day long, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. And they've got over 275,000 five-star reviews to show for it. I put my Lumi deodorant on every morning, and I still smell fresh when I leave the school building. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. And as a special offer for Teachers Off-Duty listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code TOD at LumiDeodorant.com. That's over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TOD. Teaching is stressful enough. Cross BO off your list of things to worry about. Lumi has you covered.
Back in the day, I'll say this. I used to love school lunch back in the day. Not so much today.
Nah, it's trash.
But back in the day, I loved it, man. I used to love those.
What's your favorite day?
When you were in school?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, Wednesday was pasta day. So, we had raviolis and spaghetti, and that was always good. And then we had the main line, and then we had a fast food line.
Yep.
Which was a
burger, chicken tenders,
pizza.
Burger. Yeah, baby.
And it was delicious. And
the way that you said delicious, and then licked your lips, like, that food was
sit
good.
Sit there in total bliss. And I used to take the chicken rings, the chicken nugget rings, and dip them in my mashed potatoes and eat them together.
Hey, I don't care what nobody says. School mashed potatoes are still bussing. They're still good. Mashed potatoes and gravy at school is about the only thing that's still good.
I miss the Barquitos.
What's Barquitos?
It was like a Mexican pizza, but it was like it was just meat. It was like on it was like an octagon. You know, it was like a, you know.
Our pizzas used to be shaped like an octagon.
Yes. Yeah, so in the little good box. That's
Casey, right. Casey, like whatever chamomile your lunch lady put into the food is Casey's.
Yeah, it's kicking in
Casey's
right now.
Casey's in hell.
30 years later.
I'm thinking about so nostalgia right now. So much nostalgia.
School lunch is nostalgic. You know what's crazy is when I was a kid, I loved chocolate milk. And as an adult, I would just pour a glass of 2% milk and drink it. Like when I was a kid, it was like it's like a cardinal sin to get white milk at lunch.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want chocolate milk. And now as an adult, I'm like, ugh. I'm not drinking chocolate milk. Ugh,
and now,
so nasty.
They have True Moo. The nastiest gunk ever. You
so
messed
maybe
up.
Chocolate milk was good.
What is that? Oats Mill Farm? What was the old Oats chocolate milk? That was the good chocolate milk. Now you have True
Moo. When we
Moo
were in school, did they have was the carton of milk where the missing kids was like on the...
No, that's
was
so...
that a thing?
Johnny,
remember?
Is this you?
No.
Do y'all not remember that?
At the store, yes.
The things at school.
Were they on the small ones?
Yeah.
No. I don't remember that.
I remember one at the store, like on the on the cartons, but not...
That the little cartons that were this size. That's the kid on the milk carton.
No. If they did that in Mississippi.
James, can you look this up, please?
No, if they did that in Mississippi, that's just
I grew up in Tennessee.
Horrible.
Remember the kids on the milk carton?
Well, like Tennessee,
the kids?
Wherever.
I think that was a thing.
In the store?
Yes. It was on the school milk. It was on
you know how...
I don't remember
you
that.
Know how triggering it that was, has to be?
It was...
Mikey!
Right.
No, they wouldn't do that to them babies.
Maybe I'm misremembering. Maybe it was on the
they're
milk.
They're so small, too. That's a small picture.
Maybe I'm thinking
there
of a TV show or something that had a small milk carton, and it was like the kid on the back of the milk carton. It was a movie or something. Or a book.
That would just be so sad.
Yeah, maybe they wouldn't put it. But you know,
yeah, such a bummer drinking milk.
It was the big one. Because I was just thinking, maybe sometimes back in the day, they didn't really pay attention to mental health stuff. So I was like, they might have been like, put the kid on the milk.
Right.
I'm like, probably
let's trigger trauma.
You kids loving lunch? I'm going to bring it down a little bit.
Don't talk to strangers. No, maybe the chocolate milk used to be good. That's why I liked it. But now the chocolate milk is nasty, so I don't.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Cookies. We had a window where they would sell milk and cookies.
Did you eat chocolate milk and cookies? Do you eat chocolate milk and chocolate cookies together?
Mm. I would do, well, it was chocolate chip cookies. I would do white milk.
White milk? See, I never drank white milk until I was an adult. And most black people are lactose intolerant. A lot of black people are lactose intolerant.
True, yeah.
So my insides be bubbling, but I still drink it.
I'm good. You know? Nope, I'm regular.
It depends on the day.
As I get older, I get it, yeah.
It depends on the day. Our stomachs, it just depends on the day as teachers. You just never know.
I could just talk about school lunch all day. It is so, it was such my place.
But not now, you don't like it.
Not now. That's what I'm saying.
The spaghetti's watery.
It's nasty. It's just horrible. Like, it's cruel and unusual punishment at this point.
Especially when they try to cook something that they shouldn't cook, like egg rolls, you know? Like, just, no, stick with the basics. Dude, pizza, chicken nuggets.
It's like so bad now. Y'all know, like, when you're testing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if testing is running long, then they'll bring the lunches into the classroom because they don't let you leave during testing.
I don't want to see it in a regular environment.
So it's funny because, you know, all the kids that brought their lunch, because you don't have to keep your backpacks at the front of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's time for lunch, you know, everybody has their lunch. Once they have their lunch, they're happy. They'll be like, let me get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's always the ones, this is where you find out who has to eat that nasty lunch. They'll be like, who needs a lunch?
And sometimes the sack lunches are way better than, like, if it's a sack lunch day, I don't even mind.
Oh, yeah, like
a
field day when they used to have a sack lunch day?
Yeah, if it's a sack lunch day, like, we chilling. But if it's a...
What do they put in the sack lunches?
I mean, it's like chips and a hoagie or something. Yeah. It's still nasty, but it don't taste as bad as that watery spaghetti. Sometimes I take pictures of the food that they serve the kids at lunch because it's just so nasty.
It's horrible.
I'm like, this is... I wouldn't feed this to a dog. It's like slop. It's nasty. Yeah.
But...
Like, this prison food.
I know I'm gonna speak for the part because I know people are gonna want to you know, bring this point up because it's a good point. Regardless how nasty it is, it still is a good source of food for that child who might not.
Which is why they should work to make it good.
Right, right.
These kids that are hungry, I have watched so many. It makes me so mad. I have watched so many of these kids who are freaking hungry. The school food is so nasty that they are literally so hungry and they still won't eat it. It's disgusting. They're like, either I throw up or I just go hungry.
I'm just gonna go hungry. I've seen that.
I just am like, how are y'all serving this type of stuff? One day, I'm gonna take a picture of the school lunch because some days it looks okay, but some days I'm like, there is not a single thing on this tray that a kid can't eat.
Now, one thing that has not broken tradition is when it gets around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cafeteria be bussing.
That cafeteria line for that turkey and dressing be so long. You be trying to bribe the school, the lunch lady, like, hey, before the kids get in here, can I get a... Miss Richardson, you know I can't, but, like, what if I slide you a little extra? I got you. Two scoops.
Yeah. Turkey, what was your favorite growing up?
I think pizza day. I think Friday pizza day.
Yeah.
We literally every Friday. And I think it was $1. And hand it to the lunch lady. Grab your dish. And the kids, we would work the lunch line in elementary school. Mm-hmm. We would all take a shift and you hand them they put in the ticket and you hand them the food. But pizza day was the best. Some of them were a little sketchy. Pizza day was never sketchy.
Was it cheese crust stuffed?
It was just cheese in like the little carton, little box.
Yeah.
That throw in the oven.
Yeah. But then there was a cheese in the crust?
And it sticks to the pizza.
It's
great. Just dip it in something.
There used to be this one kid that used to purposely not eat his pizza, right? And he would just let it sit there because everybody would eat their pizza. And then they look at him like, are you going to eat your pizza? Are you going to eat it? And he just wanted people to ask him for it. Just so he could be like, right before he was about to leave, he'd be like, nope, I'm going to eat it.
trying to square up.
It's like something I would do.
What kind of psychopath are you in the third grade? Like, you, what
mental
made you think
torture.
Of this? Right? Who hurt you?
People are salivating at the mouth. They want that. You're like, nah, I'm going to torture him. Hold it. We're holding and we're holding and we're holding and now.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I slap that pizza out as it's about to hit the corner of your mouth. Eyes on the floor. I'm not going to hit you, but the pizza's got to go. Not going to torture us. So some of these stories are funny because, you know, you guys always send in the best stories. But it's like you said, when picking up kids from lunch, I observed one of my students stop, lean down, and lick the crumbs from the floor.
That's commitment.
Get
up.
Stop. Like, why would you lick the crumbs off?
If it's pizza day, I kind of get it.
I ain't licking no crumbs, Mark!
Did they say how old this was submitted? This might have been about me.
I think it was a teacher. No,
yeah. This might have been about me. He was like, it was turkey
Dang
day.
Dang it, Mrs. Dending Breen.
It was turkey day. Ew. They do, like, look, but it had, that had to have been a little kid because they be having stomachs of steel. During COVID, I seen a kid licking the banister. He was licking, like, the where the shopping carts go in at Target. He was just sitting there, his mouth just going back and forth from the banister. I was like, what kind of stomach of steel? And you know he didn't get sick. You know he didn't. All them germs on there. Come on, your kids haven't been little in a while, but we got little kids. They be trying to lick stuff. I'm like, stop.
I eat school lunch. I can survive this.
My stomach did not survive eating school lunch. There was they just put their mouth on everything. One of the kids was like licking the mouse pad on his computer. He didn't even realize he was doing it because when I told him to stop, he was like, I wasn't. I'm like, there's spit on your trackpad. There's spit on there. He didn't even know. Just like unconsciously swiping his mouth across the mouse pad.
He's trying to move the cursor with his tongue.
I don't think that works the way you think it works. But the little kids, they do just be licking stuff. Nasty. Ugh. What would you do if a kid walked up and licked your elbow? I think
my reflex would accidentally
lick your elbow. Wait, what is this?
It's because my daughter's in kindergarten and the kids, they're just so wiggly. Like it's just something. Like I came in the other day and as soon as I walked in, I saw Peyton go. And I watched this little boy go and sniff her armpit. And I know right before I walked in, she went, "Hey, you want to sniff my armpit?" And I literally looked over and her hand was in the air and I thought she was raising her hand and she goes, and the little boy, like a moth to a light, went. I was like, y'all are nasty. Ew.
I had kids. I taught English in China, and I would have kids pull my arm hair. Arm hair so long.
Why do they pull it? They don't have...
They're like fascinated.
Ouch. Did they pluck it out, or they were just trying to pull it up to see? You got hairy arms.
That and bitsa, which means big nose. That's what I would... They say, why is your nose so tall? That's what they would say.
Dang!
Brings back good memories.
Kids, they're honest.
How long did you teach in China?
I was there for about a year.
Nice. He was like, I can't take any more of this abuse. I'm leaving.
What was the cafeteria like up there?
Yeah, was the food good? Didn't you say you ate a lot of tofu?
That's funny. I was in Taiwan as well. I think it's worldwide.
You've had all kinds of school lunch.
School cafeterias are sketchy, regardless of the country.
Really?
I mean, come on, dude.
They're all nasty worldwide.
Dang, I thought they would lease.
I lost a lot of weight. Yeah.
What?
Dude, I don't know what it is. It's a worldwide thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe it's hard to feed a mass.
They didn't even have Pizza Friday there. I'm like, I thought at least they'd have Pizza Friday. Nope.
So I'm wondering,
there's a lot of rice and vegetables and meats. So
I wonder, like in Italy, do they really have Italian food on, or is it kind of different kind of cuisines and stuff?
Just like white tablecloth. Yeah.
And a waiter comes.
Maybe collectively school food is nasty because it's hard to feed a mass amount of people.
That's true,
and it'd
right?
be good. But I'm like, restaurants feed.
I just always thought other countries of the food would be busting.
I did too. I thought other countries of food would be good at lunch.
If you're a teacher from another country, and please
don't have delicacy.
Hit in the comment. Tell us what your school lunch is like.
The clientele is not, it's not like they're yelping about the food. You don't really care.
The clientele.
This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like giving up that vacation to schedule all your doctor's appointments during the break because it's too complicated to take school days off for them. Well, when it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on their crossword puzzles just because they're the only one with available appointments over spring break. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. And we're not talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet in real life. On ZocDoc, you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/teachers and download the ZocDoc app for free. Find and book your new top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/TEACHERS. ZocDoc.com/teachers.
Now, would you guys have like in-house cafeteria? Because I know a lot of schools now, I think they outsource it to different companies.
What
at least
does
in
that
my
mean?
Area. Like they have professional food companies that come in. Like we had Sodexo.
We teach in Title I schools.
So it's all.
Yeah, no, but
I visit a lot of schools out and they say.
I'm messing.
There's a food company that does the after school program and they'll bring in hot meals.
Yeah. When I did, when I worked at a nonprofit, we had a company like that that would come in. But the schools, I think our stuff is just, our lunch ladies just make it.
Somebody.
Are you talking about like they come in like, each day or they bring the food? Like
so the schools will outsource it to a company.
Like it's already made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them are already trade up. Or
even they work, like they'll be back in the cafeteria.
Still
school, yeah. Oh, no, we got like cafeteria. Yeah, no, we got school employees.
Right. I've seen it both ways.
Interesting. Was it like that at your school?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it both ways, but like I said, but that was like the after school. I don't know what their day to day was for. I don't know how they did that.
I saw one time, so it was Sodexo for a while, and they had their own school mailbox in the front of the school. And someone at one point had put dirty dishes in. Like, come on,
party foul.
Like, I used to blame my principal that it was him, but take those back up. Like in the mailbox,
the gag is it was.
Of course, it was. They don't put stuff where they're supposed to. He's like, you know what? I know this is for mail, but message received. Can you take this back to...
I don't want to walk all the way to the cafeteria.
Yeah, you take this back to the cafeteria for me.
Not only is it about the food that you can eat in the cafeteria, it's also the things that happen in the cafeteria.
Shenanigans.
So much stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Like this one right here. One of our lunch monitors witnessed a student giving himself a ranch facial.
A ranch dressing?
A ranch dressing facial.
He probably thought it was good exfoliating. I don't know. I'm like foolish enough to play in ranch. If I was a kid, I probably.
There's something about
I'm foolish
ranch,
enough
right?
to play in ranch.
I used to bet my brother to drink it, and he would drink it.
Really?
For the right amount of money, it's like a dollar.
Well, but he would.
It's like a dollar,
dude. Some places have good ranch. Right?
Yeah, Hidden Valley Ranch is good.
Yeah, like Hidden Valley.
Shameless plug.
But it doesn't go on your face.
I just feel like it's cold. It would feel good. As a woman who exfoliates.
I kind of understand, too. I'm on board.
I'm not saying I would do it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it.
I wouldn't tell anyone if I
about
did.
It.
But
yeah, I'm
not.
Just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
But it's cold. I feel like it would feel good.
Okay, fine. You twisted my arm.
He's on board. We got him.
I have a ranch confession.
There we go.
One time, I laid on my back, filled my belly button up with ranch, and dipped a chicken nugget in it, and ate
Was it the chicken ring nuggets from school? No, it was the chicken ring ones that you like.
You got some.
You had to do a three dip. Okay. How many times do you dip your nugget before you eat it? Not the one in your belly button. No. So how many? If you get a chicken nuggets, it's sauce.
A good one.
You just a good scoop. Mm-hmm.
You got some lint on there. Some,
Wendy's, they stingy with the barbecue sauce. I'm like, let me get more than one.
Classy.
You got one, Mark?
I'm never gonna get a girlfriend after that story hits.
We can cut it.
I think
unless she's freaky. Hey,
you're the ranch belly button guy. I've been searching for you forever.
I've been looking for you forever. I prayed for a man like you.
If there's anybody out there with a ranch fetish, hit your boy up.
I'm telling our mom.
What you got?
Our invisible mom that doesn't exist. I'm telling her. Oh, gosh.
I like,
Casey. Sorry,
I don't
Mark.
Know how to follow that, Casey. Casey. I have to follow you often, like on the shows and stuff, and I just have trouble following Casey.
Not fair. It's not fair.
I like this. This person writes, there's nothing like a second grader opening up a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Is this the right lemonade from the
just
house?
Just pulled
or is
out a cold one. Like, not that baby was asleep.
It's like,
after
it's about
lunch.
To be one hell of a morning.
Maybe it was state
crack
testing. They're like, dude,
and they
I
eat breakfast
something.
At like 10 a.m. Little buddy was drunk by 11.
And he's like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
He's like, I thought this was a juice box. Mommy said this was her juice. That's funny. The amount of times that teachers have commented and said their kids have opened their lunch boxes and had like Mike's Hard Lemonade or some type of seltzer. But they said that like one of the student teachers brought like a lemonade seltzer to school. And she was like, I didn't know it was alcohol. I'm like, girl, you want to get out of here with that.
Wait, you're talking about the adult didn't know?
The adult said she didn't know. Right. I'm like, nah, you can't bring that in here. You're not that naive. That clearly says 6% alcohol on read the fine print. Now you lost your job because you didn't read the fine print. I know you taste the alcohol in there. This lady said the doors were open to let in fresh air and a squirrel came in. Hysterical and stressful. Middle school kids screaming and chasing it. Whenever there's any type of animal in the school, it's going down.
I remember birds when I was a kid.
It's going down.
The whole school just goes crazy.
It's going down.
There's no learning that day.
There's none.
They're chasing squirrels.
There was a bird in the cafeteria this year, and one of the kids came around the corner. Like, he had, like, top state secrets, the nuclear codes. He's like, "Mr. Richardson, I got to tell you something." I was like, "What? What is it?" He goes, "There's a bird in the cafeteria." And then he just walked off. I'm like, "What? That's not what I thought." The level in which you said there's a bird in the cafeteria,
didn't
match the energy that you brought to tell the information. I don't appreciate that.
Right.
I thought you were about to tell me something really juicy.
Yeah, yeah.
Any type of animal
when you're
in
nine,
school.
When you're nine, it is juicy.
I think
you're
he's excited. 12. Okay. Might be 13. He's probably 12. He's sixth grade. He's 11 or 12. But he was just so excited. He just said it so. It was such a letdown. I was like, yeah, he said
a lot of
he build came, up. And he
it's like
came,
how Casey tells stories. There's a lot of drawn out, and then it's a dad pun. And you're like, dude, do better, do better,
do better, Casey. Nice, Mark.
We love you. Sorry, I'm getting more comfortable. Have you noticed?
Look, I love it.
My too kids tell me all the time.
Mark,
that's like,
Mark.
They're like, "Dad, you are a professional comedian, and you're too funny to be making these stale dad jokes."
Right,
I'm like,
right.
I do it on purpose.
I'm like, "Dad, these jokes are drier than a Popeye's biscuit."
And sometimes it's just entertaining to me to watch y'all's face as I unleash a corny joke. It's hilarious to me.
In the classroom, it's fun to do like the dad jokes because they groan and you just get a reaction too.
I'm tired of entertaining other people. I got to entertain myself sometimes.
It is funny to watch them cringe at some of the stuff you say.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use their slang on purpose just to make them feel uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, "Ooh, this food is bussing." They're like, "Mr. Richardson, please don't
say
that.
Can't pull that off."
I'm like, "What you mean? Am I your ramen empire? It's the way you act. In the cut.
I have Riz. I have Riz.
I still have not been able to figure out Riz.
This is like game. Like, you could pull a person. You
it's got, so ugh.
Mac, you can, you know.
My favorite one that they've ever done was sheesh.
What is that?
You know that one? Have y'all
no,
not seen that?
No, no, no.
What? Have y'all seen that one? Sheesh? No? Who are y'all?
Do it again.
You
do it again.
School.
Do it again.
Sheesh. Have y'all not? It's like the floss.
That must be new.
Remember
this
when
year.
They were doing the floss?
Yeah, but that I remember the floss.
How do you not know sheesh?
That has to be this year.
That's not this
it's
year.
New,
it's like
new.
3 years old.
Oh, sheesh.
Sheesh.
Never heard of that.
I got a great one. I got a
what
good
you
story.
Got?
Schumacher then got comfortable.
Hey,
we live in.
I know. I was going to be asked to leave. A kid got his head stuck in the opening in the back of a cafeteria chair. And the staff tried and tried. They could not
That's
get him unstuck.
Square.
So they had to call the fire department, and they had to come and saw the chair apart to get his head out.
Oh.
Okay.
They can't bring no grease from the kitchen to see if they can.
No, like zoop, Windex. Zoop.
Well, first of all,
grease from the pizza. Come on, like let's get smart here.
First of all, why not have those long row tables with the little circle stools?
Those things are
have,
so
right?
uncomfortable.
That when you pull it up, like when you have to clear it up the cafeteria for like a school dance,
right.
And they just
they fold up.
And you push them off to the side.
That's what a lot of schools
That's
have. Right?
Probably
That's
probably why they
need.
Moved to that. They probably moved to that because kids were getting their heads
stuck in a little hole.
Because remember we talked about that. Once your head comes in, your bones on the back of your ear, you can't pull. It's hard. That's why it's easy for your head to go into something and your head gets stuck. And it's hard to pull yourself out because your ears, you have a bone, you have cartilage on the back of your ear.
So when a baby's born.
Right? Can't go back in.
What we got next?
I had a C-section, so I don't know. I had a C-section. I don't know.
Here's one. There was a kid eating a box of Jell-O powder for lunch.
That reminds me when they eat the Kool-Aid pouches. I'm like, I'm rocking with the Kool-Aid pouches.
I mean,
but the Jell-O powder?
No, I think that's fine.
He's getting ready for college.
No, no, it's fine if they're eating the, you know, if he's doing that. Because it's like the like you said with the Kool-Aid. It's
cool.
Yeah. It's only a problem if he chases it with a cup of hot water. That's sweating.
That's a science experiment right there. Get the nurse. The nurse is like, just put some ice on it. It'll be fine. I don't think ice is what he needs right now.
Keep him out of the freezer. Keep him out of the freezer.
Can you imagine calling having to call an ambulance for that? What's the matter? A kid ate Jell-O powder and drank some, chased it with some hot water. He's not breathing.
And then went into the refrigerator.
Imagine having to trach a kid at school. Golly, open his airway.
All the kids are
That's funny.
They do crazy stuff. But we talked about this on the episode. We did crazy stuff when we were in school. Stuff that just seemed like it was a good idea.
Craziest thing we did was just put glue on our hand and peel it off.
That used to be so fun.
Yes.
Putting glue on your hand and peel it off. Now they sniff the glue. I'm like, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just
don't sniff the glue.
They're
have you seen, I don't know if your kids did this, but my kids were doing where their new thing, instead of like playing rock, paper, scissors, they would play rock, paper, scissors. If they lost, they would put their hands together and they would let the other person slap the crap out of their hand.
We talked
about this on a podcast episode before. I mentioned it before, they would do rock, paper, scissors, shoot. If they lost, they would have to put their hands together, and whoever was the person that won, they could slap the mess out of their hand. And the kids were all walking around with, like, I mean, even like our brown skin kids. I'm like, your hand is red. Stop. Why are y'all doing that? Just do regular rock, paper, scissors. Y'all shadow boxing? I don't mind that. Can you imagine them shadow boxing and actually hitting each other? Because shadow boxing is? It's like a new. It's like the kids' version. It's the new kids. It's the kids' new version of rock, paper, scissors. So if they say, like, it's like up, side to side, and down. So like if a kid does this and you go up, you lose. But if they go up and you go down, or one of the other ways, or whatever. Can you imagine if they were punching each other?
Punch up, fight.
Punch to
that's
the
a
side,
real
punch
fight.
To the side, punch down off the top.
That's a fist fight for real.
I'm like, they were shadow boxing.
Middle school when I was a kid, Bloody Knuckles. You guys did?
Yes. Bloody Knuckles. That's what we played.
I didn't remember those. Did you have people put the paper together and then fold it and then pop?
Like
do it with a rubber band?
The field goals?
They had a rubber band and they would put it in there. Yeah. It was like a little boomerang.
Okay. Yeah.
I will never forget this little boy in the sixth grade. He popped the crap out of me and it was like on the side of my mouth. I'm like, that's some serious aim. And I can still feel how bad it hurt to this day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm fighting anybody. I don't ever see the kids do that now, though.
Right.
Luckily, they ain't picked up on that trend. But when we were in school, you used to see all these little thick folded pieces of paper from where
you
people
could launch
like
those. Yeah.
Golly, that didn't hurt.
Seen that before, but what I've never seen was
if you segue poorly,
a senior in high school tried to put a live lobster in the microwave.
Where are they getting a live lobster, first of all?
Red lobster?
His man walked in a red lobster and was like, let me get one. All right, I'm out. Because they keep the lobsters in the front, in the tank, and it's open.
Yeah, but not a school cafeteria.
Yeah, I don't know where.
And how did he make it? Where was the lobster? I have so many questions.
Right.
Lobster in his book bag? And you pulled it out, and it's still clamping around.
Right.
And you're like, you know what, let me throw this in. I'm like, was that a senior prank?
I don't know.
Surely that child, you're in high school, you would not think that a lobster can go in the microwave.
That's cruel.
I don't know. Let me not judge, though, because I have to pull the macaroni and cheese box out of the trash can sometimes to check the instructions. So,
But that would be mean,
that would be terrible. That's
cruel. That's brutal, right?
Cruel and
that's
unusual.
Absolutely cruel.
Punishment
to that
lobster.
Because really what you're supposed to do is put him in boiling water. It's much more humane. But that to see him slowly suffer, it's just, isn't that what they, I don't know.
The microwave would kill them a lot faster.
And they'll explode, I think.
Dude, that probably would explode. Because that's just something that like can't go in the microwave.
I think
we should try it.
Teachers off duty. Food
science experiment.
We got the Jell-O powder in the hot water. Lobster in the microwave. Somebody threw a peanut butter and jelly sandwich across the teacher diagonal to me, his class diagonal to me. Somebody threw a peanut butter and jelly sandwich across his room the other day, and I was like, listen, if it was peanut butter and jelly made with the booty bread, we ain't pressed. But if it was uncrustable, how dare you?
He threw it into a classroom?
No, a kid threw it.
Like somebody into a classroom?
It was two kids that were in his classroom. One of them just threw it across the room and it hit somebody else on the back or something.
Hey, depending on who that student is, that could have been attempted murder.
Yeah,
if they had a peanut
allergy.
Everyone's allergic. That's true.
If they had a peanut allergy.
That's
an assault with a deadly sandwich at that point.
You hesitated.
It's true.
You were trying to figure that out. In lunch one day, a kindergartner mooned all of kindergarten lunch.
What?
He wanted all the smoke. He was like, you know what? I'm sick of this foolishness. Watch this. Bow. Bow. I bet it was quick.
Two Ba-ba. Little buns out.
And not the ones that go on the sloppy joes. Right. I ain't even gonna lie. The bread for the sloppy joes be bussing. I don't like the meat, but the little bread be...
Yes, I
agree. Little Hawaiian, yeah. It's almost like I deal with the Sloppy Joe so I can eat the bread, because the bread is good.
Sloppy
Joe. The Sloppy Joe, I'm not sure what, I don't know why it's called Sloppy Joe or what's in there, but it's like Salisbury steak. You just eat it. You don't ask any questions.
It's just sloppy.
You just eat it.
I love Sloppy Joes.
They are good. If you know what you're doing, you make them right. The best, I like Hamburger Helper. I like
the best Sloppy
Joes
I ever ate did not come from a school cafeteria. It came from church camp.
Oh, Sloppy Joes be busting at church camp. Mm-hmm. Hey, food be good at church camp, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we had some good food. I'm like, man, we had fried chicken on Sundays. I was like, what?
That's what you did? What?
Man, we was running from the pool to get to the fried chicken, man.
Listen to this one. Someone threw a ketchup packet across the cafeteria. It hit a kid in the chest and exploded. We all thought the kid had been shot. Now, okay.
That is a high-stress situation.
Here's...
Please don't throw a ketchup. And what kind of ketchup packet just explodes on impact?
Right. One.
Was it open already?
Why would you think he was shot if you didn't hear no gunshot noises? What do you think? There was an assassin in there with a silencer?
Somebody got on top of an icy machine and tried to snipe people.
Chirp, chirp. What are we doing?
It was pizza day.
Why would that be the go-to?
It was the lobster in the microwave. It was the shot heard round the world. It exploded. Boom. Oh. It was the grenade from last episode.
Coming for revenge. Yeah.
Grenade. Nah. And they launched the ketchup packet at the same
that's
time.
Just silly.
It was a coordinated attack.
It was coordinated. Shot.
Oh, my gosh. Number 10.
What you got?
These kids got to fighting. Fists were thrown. Hands were thrown over whether or not the packet was regular or light mayonnaise. Can you imagine throwing hands with somebody because y'all was arguing over, they trying to tell you this is regular mayonnaise. And they're like, no, dude, it's light mayonnaise. And they're like, the package says mayonnaise. And they're like, fool, the branding is light mayonnaise. And then you start throwing hands. That's how our politics is. That's how our government is.
Some other stuff going on.
Can't agree. Start throwing hands in Congress. I don't know. Seemed like something they would do. You okay?
That's just so disturbing. I can't.
Because who's eating light mayo?
Exactly. That's
how about the regular chunky
Why
mayo?
Why is this even a question? How is this even a debate at this point? What are you talking about?
And how
about?
Are the kids getting condiments? I swear we can't get any condiments at our school. Whatever food they get, I never see the kids with ketchup, barbecue sauce, nothing. It's just dry. Whatever dry ass food they get. That's what I'm like, hey, that's like trying to eat a Popeye's biscuit with no Sprite. Stop playing with me.
Your throat all the way locked up.
They throat as locked up as my bowels were when I ate that school cafeteria food.
They said it should have been locked up, should have been loose.
The spaghetti was loose. My mouth should have been loose. Cafeteria food just nasty, bro. When I was in school, I felt like the cafeteria food was good. We had chicken strips and french fries on one side.
French fries were good.
Yeah,
you
could get pizza, chicken strip, french fries any day. And then whatever regular hot food.
Tacos were suspect.
Tacos always suspect.
Yeah.
Tacos always suspect. But that Mexican pizza night is good. Yeah. Mexican pizza at school.
Hey, the hamburger,
too, was talking about
that.
Oh, yeah, that Mexican
pizza. I hadn't seen a hamburger.
We had a hamburger day, and it was gross.
You know what?
We didn't have the condiments.
I haven't seen the hamburger.
Stuff you're talking about. It was dry.
With the cheese? It was
dry.
The cheese?
It was gross.
Yeah, it was like
I don't think we had cheese. It was just
a little hockey puck.
A little hockey puck.
It tastes like it was air-dried meat. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like a little piece of white lettuce on there.
Yeah. I got another one.
What you got, my boy?
I was helping in the cafeteria on the first day of school because kindergartners can be overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the little boy proudly showed me, hey, I made my own lunch today. She opened it up. It was 2 2-liter bottles of Diet Coke, and the rest was overflowing with hard candy.
That is a lunch of champions.
That sounds like teacher lunch
to
me.
There are teachers that when I was in school, I had a teacher lunch. That drank a Diet Coke and ate a York peppermint patty every day for lunch. That was her lunch. A York peppermint patty and a Diet Coke. She was as square as a pool table.
My question is, what would she do for a Klondike bar?
that's going way back. It's going way back.
Mentos, the freshman.
Okay, see.
Ricola.
What would you do?
Have all of them.
For a Klondike bar.
I can see you making those jokes in class. Your kid's like, what is he? What are you
talking about?
I bomb in the classroom all the time.
You bomb in the classroom.
They don't appreciate Klondike jokes.
Oh my gosh. From the 80s. Oh my gosh.
And evidently, since Michelle Obama, there's a lot more tomatoes in the lunchrooms now, so they come equipped to hit me. Get off the stage!
One of
them kids, damn you, Michelle. Come up with the cane, like the guy at Showtime at the Apollo, and yank you off the stage. Look.
It says, when I was in elementary school, our lunch aides were parents of a few students. This one woman would constantly walk around and pick food off of our trays and eat it.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. What?
She would just go around, oh, that looks good, and take it off the kids' plates.
Come again, say what?
A teacher would walk around. That's nasty.
And then she would lick her fingers and move on to the next victim.
What?
We would actually
have a menace.
I remember our... in middle school English, our teacher would let us eat lunch because it was right before lunch. Mm-hmm. And she would go around and call it like a tax. And oh, there's a tax. And she takes food. And she had braces at the time. And then she just got all stuck in the braces.
Oh.
I don't want to mention names, but that was vivid memory.
I thought you were about to say her name was Vivian.
She was saying y'all owe her taxes, so she would take your food as a tax payment.
Yeah, a little tax for eating in the class.
Is that why you teach economics now? Yeah, like, that's just not fair.
Yeah, I'm still pissed about it.
He's like, I wanted all my chicken nuggets. How dare you?
That's funny. I relate to that.
A big fight started in the cafeteria. One of the quietest kids on campus wearing a Spider-Man costume, some kind of spirit week, jumps in the middle, Spidey to the rescue to break it up. Video went viral. Spider-Man got suspended in spite of students' pleas to free Spider Guy.
That's great. Come on, man.
Stop, guys.
It's Spidey.
He was serious.
I'm going to look that video up.
Yeah, I know, because now I want to see it. I'm like, that sounds super
funny.
That one
and Casey falling off the stage.
I've got to see the video of you falling off the stage. Got to.
There was a tortilla strike at my last high school during lunch. The students were upset about the rally being canceled due to high tardy numbers, and they began throwing tortillas during lunch. Tortillas everywhere.
Have y'all ever had a food fight?
We would do tortillas at our football games, just throw them on the field, and they would have to stop the game.
Like little frisbees.
And even college, it was a big thing to do. Tortillas on the basketball court.
If somebody throws a tortilla during one of our basketball games, I'm going to be, who the hell threw that tortilla?
Mm. At UC Santa Barbara, we had.
Bring me some sour cream. I got the sloppy Joe meat in my bag.
You can chuck a tortilla. You can.
Dude, have y'all not seen the challenge on TikTok?
What's that?
Where people slap each other with tortillas?
Oh, wow.
Who's in? The Rock and Kevin Hart did it. I was like, everybody just slapping each other with tortillas. When they be throwing that cheese on them baby faces, though, I don't appreciate that. They take the slice of American cheese and they'll either throw it on top of a cat or throw it on the baby's face. That's not okay. It's funny as hell, but don't do it. It's not nice.
My teacher best was telling me that some kids now are bringing raw eggs to school and cracking them on each other's heads. Like when they're at the desk, they just come up and crack.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
What the hell is
Let me tell you something.
What the hell is wrong with these kids?
I'm going home. Because I know exactly which one of my students would do that. If you walk into my room and you smack a kid on the head with an egg and y'all both bust out laughing, I'm writing both of y'all up about it.
I'm writing both of y'all up
because the price of eggs, you're not wasting that egg.
Facts.
The price of eggs, I want it. What Richie Fontaine say? He said, the price of eggs is so high, I want to see the chickens. Because this can't be them same chickens that didn't have wings last year. I want to see the chickens. You're not going to gas is too high, the rent too damn high, and eggs are too damn high for you to be wasting food. I'm writing you up for insubordination.
For real.
And being wasteful, damaging school property.
And here's the funny part. They said one of the kids went and told the principal what they was doing with the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him a traitor. So from here on, he's called Eggs Benedict. There we go. Another episode. Teach Stop Doing Podcast. That's how we do it. It's me, your man, Casey Mack.
You have been on point with the jokes. Call him Eggs Benedict.
I don't see how you bomb in the classroom, Casey. I don't believe
Mark's
it.
Like,
I don't believe it at this point.
From
watching you today. 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds thinking
they don't care at all. They don't laugh at all. We are like,
this is gold.
They don't know who is Eggs Benedict.
He's a traitor.
Comedy's gold.
They don't have the context.
And real quick, shout out to Miss Signs, Miss Davis, Miss Jackson, Miss Okafor, and Lopez, and Jones, and Hill, and Mercado, and Ledbetter, and Webb, and Dawson, and Shelton. had to get my teacher's besties a little shout out because they be watching the
you
show.
You have 20 teacher besties?
Man, we have a big clique. That's the gutter clique. But no, we thank everybody for tuning in, man. You already know. We have a blast. Follow your
such
boy, KC Mac Funny, all platforms. Follow these lovely people.
Are you on all platforms?
People. Yeah.
Huh. You never make any videos.
I do. I talk about the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's right. Because that's what I represent all day, every day. Yay, yay.
Follow one bed, us. One pillow. Mark's like, what are y'all talking about?
Is it my turn to speak, everybody? I'm at Mark Schumacher. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, you guys. Seriously.
Me and Mark are going to make a TikTok together. Ooh. We're going to make a TikTok together. Say your name.
Tell the people. Allison Hamilton. Shout out to Allison Hamilton. Saw you at the show. Wonderful, lovely
hey,
young lady.
Allison.
I told you I was going to give you a shout out, and I did what I said.
Are y'all going on a date?
Ranch in the belly button, Allison. Ranch.
And Mark's going to come as our third wheel and throw tortillas at us.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes, best friends. Follow me on all platforms.
Follow Teachers Off Duty Podcast on all platforms. Follow Board Teachers on all platforms. Yeah.
Come
make sure you
shows.
Follow the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. We got a lot of links, a lot of tickets. Can't wait to see you guys. We love y'all. Have a great week, man. Keep doing y'all's thing. Without y'all, there'd be no us.
Bye. Bye, best friends.